This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, February 22, 2023, Ash Wednesday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Ash Wednesday. Interesting to me, in a positive and negative sense, that there are a whole lot of people here on Ash Wednesday. That's positive. I think a lot of people here are on Ash Wednesday because they want to receive ashes and bolt out of here. It's not our members, but I do see it on occasion with people that are strange to this place. This is problematic. There are some problematic things that go on with Ash Wednesday and the appreciation for what it is. We have, for 3 weeks in this place, prior to Ash Wednesday, been preparing ourselves for the Lenten season. It is a Lenten season. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the season. The 1962 Missal says, Ash Wednesday is, from a liturgical point of view, one of the most important days of the year. This day opens the season of Lent. I have been harping upon for the past 3 weeks about the season of Lent. It is unfortunate that in our day and age, Lent has been relegated to the obligation of doing something on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Bookends to a season that the only thing that differs about it than any other season is there's purple on the altars. This is not Lent. Lent is a season in which we engage. I use frequently the term when we put skin in the game. We don't talk about it, but we do our faith. This is Lent. It is a season of Lent. It is not natural for us to want to deny or deprive ourselves of those things that we like and things that we want and things we enjoy. However, the Holy Spirit, knowing our nature, pushes us, has traditionally in the church, to be obligated to put skin in the game. Not on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, but every single day of Lent for the weeks between Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. And to do so in a matter that is obligatory toward us, where we don't have a choice about things. This is good. Traditionally, every single day except for Sundays is a day of fast during Lent. It is a good thing. Liturgically, again, it's not just change of purple. I mean, we talked about this over the past few weeks. You don't hear alleluias anymore. You don't hear the Gloria all the time. It is a time when even prayers change. From this day forward until the Easter Vigil, there are special prayers that are said over the people at every single Mass. These traditional prayers do, as our Ordo says, these prayers which have a penitential character implore a special gift of grace for perseverance in the Lenten disciplines so as to reap their spiritual fruit. The spiritual fruit of Lent only comes from engagement in Lent. Engagement that can be arduous and not fun. These prayers that we say at the end of the Mass, they are of, as it says, a penitential character. We understand that during Lent, we come to the grips of the reality. I like the first prayer that we said, where it explicitly mentions our wretchedness. You know, we live in a day and, don't talk like that. That's too up here. That's difficult for people to understand. It's true, though. It's true. We are wretched. We are sinners. We're wicked. We're trying to get past that. And the way we do that is to engage in our faith. This is Lent. And it is not, as I said, a natural thing for us. This is why, as the order says, these prayers are said over us to give us requests, special graces to persevere in our Lenten disciplines. And what are the Lenten disciplines? They are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. All three of them. Well, the prayer thing, everybody gets the prayer thing. I mean, prayer, I'm not being facetious about that. Prayer is indeed the breath in our Catholic lungs. It is a natural thing to understand that we need to pray. Sometimes prayer isn't enough. As a matter of fact, in the gospel today, prayer is in the middle of those three things. It does not take precedent. But even though that we pay so much attention to prayer, we have to understand the Holy Spirit says we don't do it well. Matter of fact, it says we don't know how to pray. Holy Spirit has to do it through us, with groanings. Our prayers are not always effectual, but they come much more effectual if we amplify them with fasting and or almsgiving. They make our prayers better. Hands down, that's scripture. That's what our Lord says. Now, when the disciples cannot cast out the demons, why couldn't we cast them out? Because those kind only come out with prayer and fasting. Sometimes prayer isn't enough, and during the Lenten season, we are called by obligation to amplify our prayers. Amplify your prayers for that particular intention of your Lent. Every single person is approaching their Lenten disciplines should have a specific intention for their Lent. You can pray for any number of things that you want to, but everyone should have a primary Lenten intention. And the way that those intentions are brought to the fore and how God works in that is to amplify our prayers with fasting and almsgiving. The Roman Catechism says about these penitential disciplines of Lent, by sin we offend God, we wrong our neighbor, and we injure ourselves. The wrath of God is appeased by pious prayer. Our offenses against man we redeem by alms deeds. The stains of our own lives we wash away by fasting. Now, any one of those acts of piety can work in any one of those offenses against God or our neighbor or injury to ourselves. But when you do all three together, they become a force to be reckoned with, so to speak. It is a force that supernaturally leads us deeper into the light of Christ as opposed to the darkness of this world. But the first thing we have to do is admit that we're in this darkness. This is what we do during Lent. These are our disciplines. We do these things to amplify our prayers, and the reason we amplify our prayers is because we want to bear fruit for Almighty God. In the Ordo, again, there's special prayers that are said at the end of every Mass so as to bear their spiritual fruit. This is what we desire. Growing fruit is not an easy thing. Our Lord uses these analogies because we can get them. Most people, well, I don't get it because I've never grown fruit before. Why don't you grow fruit? Because I can run down to Publix and get it. Spiritual fruit, you can't run down to Publix to get it. Nobody else can give it to you. You need to arduously cultivate fruit. Why have people morphed into this time and when we run to Publix to get fruit? Because it's hard. It's hard. Most fruit trees, if you plant them by seed, yeah, plant that seed and enjoy your fruit in 5 to 7 years. It takes a long time. Okay, I'll plant the seeds and I'll wait my 5 to 7 years. No, you won't. No, you won't. You will go out and you will water that seed. You will fertilize that seed. You will prune that tree for years and years, and then you'll get your fruit. It's hard work. This is why our Lord uses the analogy of fruit. It is hard work. You know, I am always, and Why are you bashing? Yeah, I do bash this. I bash the fact that we are obliged in the modern world, in the modern church, to 2 days. Ash Wednesday, Good Friday. What would happen if you would plant a seed today and you didn't do a thing for it until Good Friday? That's several weeks. Guess what? Even if you don't do that, well, I'd probably die. Yeah, it would. It would. So how are we going to nurture spiritual fruit by such minimal activity? It can't happen. It cannot happen. To grow fruit, it takes a lot of work. And nobody else can do this one for you except you. This is Lent. This is why we do the things we do. Because bearing fruit for our Lord Jesus Christ is, I cannot emphasize, as he obviously cannot emphasize, how tremendously important it is when we want to go to heaven. Okay? Well, you know, well, Jesus died for my sins, so you know that he bears the fruit for me. No, he doesn't. He has died for your sins and given you graces in order that you arduously work toward bearing fruit for him. Hence his words in John chapter 15, every branch in me, notice that, every branch in me, not the branches that are kind of laying around, no, every branch is in me. So to claim that I'm in union with Christ and not bearing fruit, he addresses it explicitly. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he will take away. He shall be cast forth as a branch. He shall wither, and they shall gather him up and cast him into the fire and be burnt. The gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. This is the imperative of bearing fruit for God. And you're not going to do it unless you work at it. We just by our nature don't have the wherewithal or the desire a lot of times to work the way we need to in order to bear fruit. This is why the church has obliged us to do so. Again, as we get closer to him and as we understand his admonitions, or I should say his warnings, stark warnings about bearing fruit, we should take it more seriously. We should take it more seriously. As I said, this is our eternal destiny. We want heaven, but nobody wants to work for it. I would say nobody, but it's, again, you know, I'll point fingers at myself. It's not our nature. Let me point fingers at myself. You know, I can watch a movie and not miss a beat, not take my eyes off the TV screen. I open the scriptures, and like after like 10 minutes, that's our human nature. That's our human nature. We got to fight against that. That's the watering and cultivating and pruning and stuff that we have to do. Hurts, but nonetheless, it's beneficial. This takes hard work. That's what Lent is. This is the gospel of our Lord. These are the things that he has mandated in the gospel for us to do in order to bear fruit, in order that we may receive the blessings of heaven. In the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.